Look what you made me do.
Another edition of Two Guys and a Bottle of
Jägermeister.
Sierra Nevada.
Jack Daniels.
Captain Morgan.
Jimmy Dean.
Tequila.
Joseph Morgan.
Budweiser. Jameson.
Glenn Levitt.
Fireball.
Root beer. Contact.
What?
Soko.
Dave Seckies.
And Gray.
And George Dickel.
And don't forget Dick and Cider.
Or whatever you're having.
Dick and Cider.
What's happening?
Moving with the grooving.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, couldn't get away from it. Had to make it so. So here we go. Another show. And I'm almost like a poet, and I really didn't know it. But,
no, I didn't know we were doing this. We were really trying to get you episode 6 or 7 out there for you.
7. We're going to try to get that ready to go and make another one out there, but... We just can't stop talking about everything.
Nope, so. We're just a bunch of talkers. That's what we do.
Yak, 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 yak. Oh, well. That's just
Dad,
who we are.
Dad, I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
We haven't used that one in a while.
No, it doesn't seem like we can, so.
Good one.
Well, it was funny. It's been, I don't know if you've paid attention to the news at all. It's been a heavy, heavy week. It's just it's just spiraling out of control. And I mean, what should be a sad and reflective and respective week has just turned into just mass chaos. You know, it's funny when I shouldn't say funny because that's not a very good term. But you know, when you and I were talking last Saturday about about that shooting that took place down there in Texas, and then I mean, not even 24 hours later, and I didn't even realize that till the next day. In fact, that all happened. I think while we were recording last week.
I think
week.
It was pretty much back-to-back.
And, yeah, within 24 hours, I mean, just unbelievable. It's just, you know, it's, I mean, that is what it is. And, boy, I just, you know, nobody seems to be able to figure out how to fix it or what to do. And I'm sure not going to try to figure out how to fix it. I wish I had answers. But the, you know, the sad part is the mass screaming from both sides in every direction about, the political motivation of all of that crap that goes on. And you know, it's like in a time, you know, and I heard an interview with the governor of Texas, and I really gave him some kudos, and I wish I would have saved that because I'd play it back because it was pretty awesome. You know, he was trying to just give updates on Sunday about what happened, and you know, like they do the press conferences and try to update people on status and victims and
right.
And you know, the press automatically just takes off on that normal whirlwind, you know, what about gun control, what about blah blah blah, and he just, you know, he came right out and said, you know what, at a time where we're sitting here planning on talking about memorials and how many people are alive and how many people are injured, this is not the time nor the place to talk about all that political bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he said bullshit, but he was pretty close. You know, it was
all I've heard was the crap about, you know, Trump pretty much made himself look like an idiot.
Well, yeah,
I didn't see it, but that's what people were talking about at the bar.
Yeah, it's, I mean, nobody on any side has handled themselves correctly in this. It's just, you know, there's a very short list of people that have, and but nobody that should be taking care of things and should be out there doing the right thing and helping and contributing is doing what they're supposed to be doing. It's
there's very few people that I'll talk politics with anymore because you know, it's a two-party system, so it's like, you know, you can never really win, you know.
No.
Not with that.
Well, you know what? So here's a funny thing. Chris and I were watching a show the other day, and I told you, you know, we kind of got into the Boston legal of things. You know, we kind of flash back to that, to the old Boston legal.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So it was, this was a show, and I don't even have to go on the whole history about the show, but, you know, you got to realize this show was 10 years ago. And what the guy, you know, at the end of the show, who his name on the show was Alan Shore, what he said at the end of the show about the division in this country, it was kind of a different subject line that the show was about, but the statement that he made, It really stuck true with me, and it's actually so true. But check this out. Let me see if I can find this for you here real quick. Yeah, here it is.
So it troubles me, this notion that we have to take sides in this country now. You're either with us or against us, Republican or Democrat, red state or blue state.
Can't believe I live in a blue state.
No one looks at an issue and struggles over the right position to take anymore.
And yet our ability to reason is what makes us human. Lately, we seem so willing to forfeit that gift of reason in exchange for the good feeling of belonging to a group. We all just take the position of our team. I've certainly done it and hated myself for it.
I've never heard you make so much sense.
I make sense all the time. You just listen intermittently.
Could be.
So that's that's Boston Legal. That's William Shatner and James Spader, and they used to do that on a regular basis. Well, it was part of it was one of the neat things on every show is at the end of the show. They would sit there at the end of the show and out on the balcony and have a drink and just talk about whatever, transpired on the show that day. And it was kind of a neat thing. But that
kind of like we do.
Yeah, exactly. But that just stuck out to me because, here's something that I don't remember when that I'm thinking at least 10 years, if not more, maybe 15 years that show was on. And you look at it and exactly what he said holds so true today. And even more so. But
look at The Simpsons. We had this one the other day. The Simpsons. Yeah. Everything that happens on Simpson. I think they were talking about Donald Trump walking off the plane, shaking hands. And that was in The Simpsons, and that's coming true. And then everything that happens on The Simpsons comes true.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole weird scenario type thing that's going on right there. So I don't know if there's a time warp out there or a wormhole or something. But uncanny.
Yeah, it is. And that's the whole thing that I guess irritates me the most about all of it is because of the division and because of the side taking and the team sports that it's all become, that's what this has all become. And it should be more of let's work together and try to find a solution to fix this problem. And everybody has opinions but their opinions are so hard and solid that it's like nobody wants to communicate and decide, you know what, if we take this action or try this, maybe it'll make a change. Maybe it'll make a difference. But I love the comment, and you heard it earlier. The one I keep hearing is put God back into the schools and bring all the fathers back to the table. There's so many so few values instilled in these kids anymore that there's so many broken homes and mothers or fathers that are split or don't be a part of their kids' lives and don't raise them correctly, and it's just on and on and on and on,
that's a hard subject.
It's a tough one, but and we've all been through it. I mean you and I both sitting here, I'm through it, but
I'm a victim of divorce. I'm not a victim, I guess, but I mean, you do miss out on certain things and lessons and things that you got to instill into your kids. My grandfather was basically part of my life for as long as he lived till 96 98, and I got to spend some years with him, and he instilled quite a bit of wisdom, and I might even do a top 11 about just the wisdom that he instilled in me. You are a kid, and if you have any respect for your elders or passion or love or just respect, I guess, is the word, that you'll, if they're trying to tell you something, fucking listen, I mean, they're not going to waste their time on you telling you things, they've learned these lessons, and they're valuable. And I mean, at least that's what I got from my grandfather. He sat me down on the porch, and he'd crack a beer once in a while, not often, but once in a while. And he'd just tell me, this is the way of life. This is how it is.
Yep.
No,
and it's, and I love listening. It doesn't matter whether, unfortunately I lost my, my grandpa many years ago, but it doesn't matter, just older people in general. I love sitting down, like the guy that we bought the business from, and I don't know if you remember the old guy that used to own the business, before we took it over, the amusement business, such a neat guy, when I learned the business from him, we used to go on that long ride to go trips up to the, to the North Route. I'd be in the car with him for 2 hours, if not more, and listening to his stories and his knowledge and his experiences and his advice and his, his ins and outs of the world, because, right. He'd been around for 80 years and he'd seen and done a lot. So,
right. Well, that reminds me of one thing, it's like my grandfather said, nobody loves you when you're down and out.
Right.
He goes, when you're young, you're going to get by like kind of on your looks and your friends, and hey, yeah, you can go, crash with them or borrow money or whatever. You get older, you might get by on your looks and, you know, you're wit or whatever like that. And he goes, but when you get older, he goes, you better have some goddamn money. Because nobody loves you when you're down and out. Everybody loves you when
you're
out.
You're an ungrateful jackass.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you just, you know, I'm not saying, you know, it's a money thing. I'm just saying, you know, you surround yourself with the people. Money's only just a tool to get you, you know, things that you need. I mean, eventually, I don't know if kids are money conscious with the credit cards, you know.
I don't know.
With the overspending and stuff like that. I mean, I know that there's huge debts out there with the kids, you know, and, you know, you got to pay that back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just... I can go on and on.
Yeah.
Obviously, but,
No.
That was just one of the things, you know. And, you know, here... Okay, so here it is. So this is real quick.
Yeah.
Just take 10...
Yeah, real quick. I've heard that
before.
I know.
There
goes the preacher man with a real quick one.
you said you were going to cut me off, so... And I always got these stories and rants and stuff or whatever. But, no, basically, one thing is like... And it's so easy, and I've adapted this, and he did it since I was 13, is just take 10% of your check and just put it away.
Right.
He goes, you're going to blow it on stupid stuff. You know, just stupid crap. You're never going to miss it. And then if you know you need a car, an emergency, you know, you got some money. And I've done that like basically since I was 13. You know, just take 10% of what I got, and if I can, I put it away and just stash it. You know?
Yeah, perfect.
It's just that easy, you know. No. You know, and one thing is, you know, he said it's a money world. Cash is king.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It still talks. It holds its value. It's not going anywhere right now. Even though you got Bitcoin and all the other crap and all the cryptocurrencies and, you know, blah, 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 and credit cards. And it's not the same as cash.
Mm-mm.
Cash is king.
That's a fact. I always try to keep some of that put away, no matter what I got in the bank or what I got in assets. It's bottom line is, something ever happens, you need the cash.
Right.
You got to have cash put away.
But you know, that's just that's just wisdom. You know, that's just one of the things that people, you know, if you never heard it or you didn't learn it or nobody told you how to do it, you don't get it.
No.
You know?
No.
There wasn't anybody there to point you in the right direction or teach you anything, you know.
Correct.
You know?
Correct. And that's what I see so much of, is it's just lack of experiences and lack of input in people's lives. And I don't know if it's the disconnect because of the entertainment and the technology and all of these options.
Oh, sure.
Options,
the world's moving so fast.
You
know,
I mean, kids don't even play outside anymore, hardly. I mean, when's the last time you saw a group of kids out in a football field playing a round of tackle with, you know, 10 of their buddies? You know, you just don't see that anymore.
Oh, they're wrapped up. I mean, it's social, school.
Yeah. Yep.
So the only time they're getting out and doing anything, I mean, but they are. They're marching. They're doing. I'm not blaming everything on the kids, you know. I mean,
nope.
It's just there's a couple out there that are just misled that come from, you know, where, you know, they're a product of their environment or,
yeah, yep.
You know, lack of, you know.
Yep, exactly.
So.
Oh, well.
But, yeah, it's...
How can we get back on the right track?
So enough of the heavy stuff, because that was already a little heavy, and I mean, we're already 14 minutes into the show, and it's just been a little heavy, but I don't want this to be heavy. I just wanted to make sure that we paid proper due to all those lives that were lost last weekend.
Amen, God bless them.
So, you know, God bless their families and friends and coworkers for what they're going through right now, because, oh my Lord, I just can't even imagine, you know, and the tragedies, you know, of being a part of that. It's one thing when you lose a loved one, but to lose them to tragedy,
yeah,
you know, it's a whole different story.
Innocence. But, and I think I touched on that on the last episode, and I know I got a little bit deep and whatever, but, you know.
We tend to do that once in a while.
But you can't help how you feel. You know? I mean, this is us. This is what we're doing. This is in the moment. This is now. This is how we're feeling. I mean,
yep.
It's worth talking about. I mean,
yep. No, and if it
you
was,
know, and if they're listening,
it can't be comedy all the time. I mean, you know, if you guys are listening to us, and hopefully we're not turning you away or turning you off, but if you guys are listening to us, it means you may feel the same way, and hopefully, you know, us speaking and talking about it joins people together, and maybe sooner or later, things will get back on the right track. You know, I don't know. Things have to change. It's definitely got to be changes. Just
what it
a matter
is,
of how to get there.
What it is the world needs a, and I've been saying this for years, it's a revolution of consciousness.
The world needs an enema.
Well, that too. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. You know. Maybe she'd like it. I don't know. Maybe it'll straighten things around, but I don't know.
This town needs an enema.
There's an oldie but a goodie. Okay. Everybody remembers that.
Good old Jack.
Oh, yeah. This town needs an animal. He said it with conviction.
He did, too.
Yeah, he meant it.
Oh, he did.
Well, who knows what Mother Nature wants out there, man.
Right, so. Right. Well, hey, something on the other complete different side of things. You know, did you hear Stroh's is back in Detroit?
Oh, man, I remember driving by that building when I was younger.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, back when we were kids, I mean, how many friends or family members did you know that worked for Stroh's? I mean, that was big business back in those days. You know, there was a...
Well, you always seen the empty beer cans laying around.
Yeah, yeah, Stroh's was huge.
Uncles, aunts, parties, yep. You know, whatever, you know.
Yep, yep. Well, they said Stroh's is working in a collaboration with Brew Detroit to bring its new beer to life. Brew Detroit brewmaster Joe Thorner, who got his start brewing in the original Stroh Brew House on Gratiot Avenue in the 1970s, says Detroit lager is made in the spirit of beers from that time, but with a modern twist. So it's going to be called Detroit Lager, apparently. So, yeah. Come, bringing her back.
Everybody remembers, you know. You know, the old beers. Everybody throws them out there.
I remember Slits, it was nasty, but I learned to like
it. Know, Old Milwaukee, and, you know, you got them all. You know,
oh, yeah.
Everybody knows. Wherever you were, I'm sure you had your... And I told you that story, I think, about the, you know, the night we had to go out and drink everybody, whatever your dad drank or your grandpa drank.
Yep.
And trying to find those beers.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yep. That's...
But... Stroh's.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
I don't even remember the commercials. Did they have
I don't either.
Did they promote it? Like commercial? Is there a Stroh's commercial or they're gonna bring something back?
Do you remember
something retro?
Do you remember the Stroh's commercial?
Uh oh.
I just thought about that.
I mean if you see it, like if you got it or you're gonna pull it up, I mean
I really shouldn't pull it up because it's all visual. But remember it was Alex from Stroh's. The dog, the lab that went and got the beer out of the refrigerator
was
for the guy.
Stroh's?
That was Stroh's.
It was.
Alex from Stroh's. Yeah, I forgot about that one. That was such a cool one because it was a beautiful yellow lab. And
good call.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It was. But yeah, I do remember that one.
Yeah, I would have had to pull that one out of my ass because there's no way. I mean, now that you said it, I remember it. But,
yep.
You know,
yep.
There's no way I was going in the archives back in my.
Yeah, that just popped. I remember brain. That. Alex. Yeah, and yeah, that was a good one. I think there was a few other ones. But
yeah,
they
go
the
in the cooler and he bring you back a beer?
Yep.
Good boy.
Yep. Walked right in the fridge, opened the door, and grabbed a can of beer for daddy who's sitting in the chair watching the game right in his recliner.
That's so good you remember that.
How about this one? This just happened last week. This is funny stuff. Men go for a joyride on a floor cleaner after breaking into a Michigan school. Caught on camera.
That's nothing what we used to do when I worked for the school system.
They broke into a school. Well, yeah, but back in the day when we broke into the school systems, there were cameras everywhere.
Right. No, I worked for the school system for 2 years. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Fire extinguishers. Yeah, I'm just going to stop. Lockers.
They apparently broke into the International Academy East High School on July 25th. And somehow caused more than $1,200 worth of damage.
Oh, see, we never did that.
But it says it's to furniture and musical instruments, which I'm not sure how you can create damage with a floor cleaner that only goes 3 miles an hour. But
I think they would have done a better job with the floor cleaner.
Those guys, could you?
Does he got a Stroh in his hand? Is he driving around?
Yeah, they got beer.
Is he driving around?
Yeah, he's got a beer in his hand. They're riding around the floor cleaner. There was three of them. There's video out there. I'll have to try to find that and post that in the show notes because because it's pretty good stuff. Can you imagine how hard those guys laughed? I mean, they're probably not laughing real hard, but what are they going to get, trespassing? You know, I mean, that's and they probably have to pay restitution. But I'm sure they were laughing hard.
Oh, sure. Just the picture alone, that's 1,000 words right there.
That's a classic, right on camera, driving by. Yeah,
What you doing there, buddy?
There's videos that show them driving all over the place in the school. So. Hey, I found this one, too. And this is...
Blaine.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
town.
This is actually a little series that... who is this? I probably should give them their due. They're doing a little series. It's called Michigan Lost Town. And this is from, it says 99 WFMK, which I believe is out of Lansing. But they're doing these Michigan lost towns. And I come across this one the other day about Blaine. And of course, this only matters to our local people. But but just so you know, I mean, Blaine is just kind of like this little general store that's out in the middle of nowhere. That's all it consists of. They used to have gas pumps out there when I was a kid. But But, I mean, it's just not much of anything. It's like Four Corners out in the country. But
that's exactly what it is.
But it actually has quite a history. It says the community of Blaine in Michigan's Thumb was started as far back as 1828 when a sawmill was constructed in the area by Thomas Knapp. In 1866, the township was named Grant Township after General Ulysses Grant, which I did not know. In turn, the town which was mainly a post office, was named Grant Center. However, that name didn't last long, as there was already another postal station with that name. So they renamed the town after Senator James Blaine.
Gotcha.
And then in 1916, the town was referred to by two names, Blaine P.O. and Grant Center, before settling on just plain Blaine.
Yeah, I know the guy that used to work, he used to be my boss down at Huron Incorporated. He used to work there. His name was Grant.
Okay.
And, he named him after, and that's his place right across from that store. There's, you can see it plain as day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What to the
says Birch, Grant Birch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Oh, the Birch, yeah. I went to school with the Birches.
But
so
yeah, Grant. He was a man, talk about an arm wrestler, man. They called him Rip. He'd rip your arm right off.
Well,
dude,
those are all a bunch of farm boys.
Shoo, boy. Rodney,
you what. And I mean all of them, yeah. They're a bunch of good old farm boys. So yeah, I grew up with all those guys.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
I do, actually. Yeah. I grew up Blaine was my first job. I rode my bike after school. I'd go down there and I'd stock coolers and clean up pop bottles and all that type of stuff. I think
really?
I was, yeah, when I was probably 12. Yeah, it was 2 miles from my house, 2.5 miles from my house. So, yeah, that was my first job.
Yeah, well, we go out there to, Gina's mom out in, Croswell, and we usually stop at that store, just to reminisce, that's an old store.
Oh,
man.
It's a very old store.
Man, you can hear the floorboards creaking in there.
I know. I wish they actually had on here how old the store was. It doesn't look like they covered that, but I don't think, who knows? Maybe that store was built in 1828. I mean, it feels like it
there's
sometimes.
There's a few remnants in there, I guarantee you that.
Let's see. It says this post office, which opened in 1879, shut down for good in 1960.
Is it haunted?
It doesn't say anything about the store. It just says while you're there, you definitely want to check out the Blaine General Store still standing on the corner. But a few other old structures in the area if you drive around a little bit. It doesn't really say how old the store is, but yeah, that'd be interesting to know too. But so neat little neat. Is that that's the floor walking across the Blaine General Store floor? That's about right.
Well, if you're ever in Blaine, just stop in there.
Yeah, stop in there. It's a cool little history thing. I mean, it's actually a fully stocked general store, and they've got everything from beer to alcohol to cigarettes to just about everything you'd need to cook, to make a dinner or a meal.
Sure.
And yeah, it's actually very well stocked. So pretty neat, and a piece of history.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody seems to be excited about the another local story for you. About, did you hear about the new company that's buying one of the buildings out down in Industrial Park and bringing 176 new jobs to Port Huron?
Nope.
Yeah. Automation company and. From Romeo, I believe. Yeah, R&E Automated Systems.
REMEO.
And
Kid Rock Town.
They're out of Romeo, and they are going to be. Yeah, they purchased 141,000 square foot building in Industrial Park. And,
good, bring it.
Bringing close to 200 jobs, and they're going to be anything from automation, prototyping, and engineering services.
Good.
So, yeah.
Just got to find some qualified people to work there.
Yeah, that's
so
all.
Get off your asses
tricky.
And. Get down there.
Exactly.
If you don't have a job, it's from definitely lack of.
It's because you don't want one.
Because you don't want one.
Yeah.
So
come on, quit stalling. Yeah,
there's a lot of truth to that.
Maybe I'll just go put in my application. No, I want to do this. I want to do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
As soon as we go live and get on a regular schedule and get the sponsors.
Yeah.
Whatever. Is that too early to talk about that?
No.
No?
No.
So, yeah, anybody wants to sponsor us out there, get us going, man. We eventually went to our own bar and put a studio on the back, and then everybody can come visit us. And
there we go.
We'll just do a show right there, and bam, bam.
Cowabunga, dude.
Cowabunga, dude. I think I have an old little Bart Simpson thing that I got for like in a bag in like my birthday or something. It was a cowbunga dude, Bart Simpson. Because that's what I did. I cut my hair and I just totally went spiky, man. I was like a mini Bart Simpson.
Mini Bart?
Yeah.
Nice.
Mini Bart. There's a good store name.
Have you been following the R. Kelly thing at all?
Man, you just keep asking questions I do not know anything about.
No?
No.
Oh, well.
Not an R. Kelly guy.
Well, I'm not either, you know, but you can't hardly miss all the stuff that's been going on in the news. We'll save that one for you, and we'll so I don't blindside you, because it'd actually be interesting to have a little discussion about it, but because it ain't going away. He's in court now, not in court, but on the way to court. Of course, they're entering all their pleas and that type of thing. But yeah, he's back.
All my news is secondhand at the bar.
Well, I'll have to share that with you because
that's already stepped on and opinionated, and you know,
yeah,
they already put their spin on it. But
oh yeah,
you know,
you think?
But I could watch that on TV too. So you know, depending who's you know, who you listen to reporting the news,
right?
So
right. No, like it's been an ongoing story for a while, and but I didn't know if you even knew who he was.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well,
he's been around for a while.
Well, he's arrested again. So
I could not give you one song.
No,
no, I don't think so.
All right, let's see. What would be the one that? Of course. Here would be one you would know.
No,
yeah,
probably not.
Yeah, you will. Everybody knows this song.
No.
No?
No. I mean,
right. Let me help you. Here you go. Too soft? All right, here. I believe I can fly.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Oh well,
they don't play him at the bar.
They don't. I'm sure they don't play any R. Kelly songs.
No,
there.
It's not on the jukebox.
And then that's probably about the one biggest song that I know.
It sounds like something like if you went to a wedding, you would have to dance.
I'm sure
to that.
That's
like,
been a wedding song many times.
You'd have
times.
To dance to that song or something, you know.
And more than likely. Oh well.
Sorry, man.
No, that's fine. Well, we'll bone you up on some of the story that's going on. Let you get up to speed, and we'll talk about that on the next show because there's some good conversation about what in the world he's gotten himself into now. It's a mess. What a mess.
All right.
You're gonna have to
clue me in on that one.
I will. How about Joe Murphy?
Nope.
No?
No.
You know who Joe Murphy is, right?
Red Wings.
Yeah, number one pick in 1986. Joe has been fighting the which they're not even calling it, but what do they call that? The head injury stuff, the CTS. I can't even remember now. CTE. That's what it's called. Chronic traumatic encephalopathy. Anyways, it's a degenerative disease believed to be caused by repeated blows to the head.
Well, yeah, that's going on with football and the kids, and they were kind of cancel the kids football because of the injuries, and,
yep.
You know, but yeah, they had to do something. They had to stop something, you know, with those headshots, you know, and your spearing, you know, and you're just, you know, pounding those guys. I mean, Chris Draper. I mean, look what happened to him.
Yep.
I mean, countless of head injuries. Yeah.
Well, Joe's up there in Canada now and basically lives outside and you know, the Free Press has actually been kind of following him, and there's actually been a band of people that have tried to help him, and you know, I mean, including a lot of his old teammates and, you know, Belfour, and I mean he doesn't want to be helped, and he's mad half the time. He sleeps outside. It's really a sad story, and for a while, like over the winter, because he's like Northern Ontario, so it's Kenora is where he's at now, which is like way, way north of Toronto.
In Canada.
So he ended up staying somewhere over the winter. They got him to go into a shelter or something or stay with somebody. But now he's just back out on the street again. He doesn't want anybody to help him. And,
yep.
You know, it's really sad because, you know, he was quite a hockey player. And,
right.
You know, now just to look at where he's at now and the mess he's in and Half of them still don't want to even admit that, you know, admit that CTE is a thing, and you know, I don't care what you label it as.
Well, yeah, I think once you get a couple head injuries like that, they take you into the I think it's called the black room or the dark room, mm-hmm. and you know they really gotta, you know, run a series of tests on you, man.
Yeah,
you know.
Yep. Yep.
But repeatedly, over and over. I mean, you know.
Yeah,
getting a headshot. I mean, some of those guys, you got to remember, they didn't play without helmets.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I can't give you the exact year when they enforced that. I'm not 100% sure. I'd be lying to you if I did, but I mean.
You know, I want to say that was, because, man, I can't even remember. It'd take a little while to even remember all that, but I remember that there was, in fact, I believe he was on the, no, he wasn't on the wings. I think he played for Toronto, one of the last guys
I remember.
Was grandfathered in, and he'd be the only guy out there skating around.
Yeah. I remember watching that, man. I was like, what are you doing, dude?
But he was grandfathered in. He was the last man that didn't have to wear a helmet.
Yep.
And he did it right to the end of his career. Man,
the last man skating.
He was lucky he wasn't the last.
Well, we're going to have to dig up some research on that, and we'll have to get back with you guys on that.
Yeah, because I could go a little deeper and tell you the whole Joe Murphy story. It's actually it's a sad story, but it sheds some light on the whole CTE issue and you know what's happened to all these pro players, and fortunately over the last 5 years or so they've really gotten tough on making sure they're making all the right calls and they're not letting those cheap shots happen, and the equipment's just gotten better and better. And what they do with the helmets now, and you know, they finally made some changes, admitted that it's a really an issue, it's getting somewhere, but you hate to, I know they're getting paid to do it, but you hate to see them pay for it with the rest of their life.
Quite the similar story, but you know, same with Mick Mars from Motley Crue, he had that. Degenerative bone, you know, I mean, really put him down. I mean, he was really, really, really messed up there.
Right.
And, you know, the band separated and kind of everybody just kind of forgot about everybody there for a little bit. And, you know, they all decided that they're going to go up there to Mick Mars's, man, and, you know, go find him. And he was just basically balled up in a corner, you know, kind of right at the end there, man. And they just grabbed him, man, and made him, you know, get a hip replacement, a surgery, and brought him back from, like, you know, extinction, you know.
Yeah.
You know, saved them, you know, but that's some of those people, you know, famous or not. I mean, you know, anybody can, you know, I mean, from childhood or whatever, I mean, at least they're acknowledging that it's a thing.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
You know, you hate to see people, you know, get that far down or whatever, you know.
And I don't know why, you know, some issues or diseases are, you know, more in the forefront. That other ones aren't, you know, where they don't admit it, and other ones get precedence, you know, like it's like, oh yeah, we know this is a problem, and you know, I mean, it's, you know, but I don't know if it,
same with Brian Jones,
as well as I do, it all boils down to money, and it's an insurance game, and it's probably because of the research and everything that's involved with a disease or a mental disorder that they don't know anything about, it's going to cost more money,
right.
So the insurance companies don't want to pay it, and you know, because of their lobbyists, they get to run the world, so you know, it's all based on the insurance. So,
politics.
I know. Here we go back again to the politics. Well, I don't know if you consider this politics or not, but you and I were touching on this a little bit before the show. So Jeffrey Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm sure you've been hearing plenty about him. Do you know who he was?
A lot of people on Facebook have been just going off and in the comments and stuff. They're just putting their opinion out there, but it's pretty vague from what I know what happened exactly. I do believe he's dead.
He is, yeah.
And he died in jail or in custody?
He died in jail while he was on suicide watch.
While he was on suicide watch,
yep.
Right.
Yep. So who
was he linked with, or what was his...
Well, he was linked with everybody. He was a billionaire.
What was his...
He was a billionaire, and he's... I mean... They're making a big deal about it because one of the people that spent a lot of time with him, you know, not including Trump, including, you know, many of the people that run in those circles, the Clintons. The Bill Clinton spent a lot of time with Jeffrey Epstein, allegedly.
And a lot of people are, like, really touchy about the Clintons, like, even saying the name, and it's like they're putting on there, like, I'm just putting this out there, but I want this for future reference that I don't know anything. like I don't want to be affiliated with it, like, so I'm just disassociating myself right now from anything that I may say or not say about it, and I don't want Facebook coming back after me and using this against me in a court of law.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, no, and it's, I mean, it's, you know, a lot of it is just allegations and BS, and I'm sure they'll be digging it, and I'm sure there'll be stories on both sides coming out. But,
I mean, look at the information that guy probably had in his head.
Yeah.
And the stories that he had. You think I got stories?
Well, and the dish that they have on people, you know, I mean, who knows what stories he's got.
Right.
You know, and so the big deal today was the fact that he died. Yeah, he's dead by suicide, found in a Manhattan jail cell while he's on suicide watch.
Sure.
So,
dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
So, you know, the AG is already losing his mind over it because it's like, okay, how does this guy die when he's in prison under police protection on a suicide watch and commit suicide?
Right.
You know, that's the thing. So, you know, of course, the conspiracy ideas are flying, you know, like crazy. So, you know, I heard a bunch of that, and yeah, just listened to a story earlier about, you know, they report the news, but then all of a sudden, you know, they take off with the opinions of, well, you know, how did he die, and who would have wanted him dead, and why would they want him dead, and, you know, so it's, you know, it, yeah, on and
oh, they'll drag this one out for a little
bit. this will spin out of control for probably a good couple weeks,
right.
But, you know, who knows? I mean, everybody could have a conspiracy about it. I mean, yeah, was it the Clintons to kind of keep him quiet? I don't know.
That wasn't there.
Was it Trump so he could, you know, get him to spin the story onto something different besides him?
Sure.
I don't know. I mean, it could be all kinds of different ideas.
You know, when you got information and little secrets in there, man, you know, people come up missing or have a way of, you know, disappearing, I should say.
Happens to the mob all the time.
Right.
Yep. Yep.
Bring back the mob. I don't know. It was like a Floyd thing. Tear down the wall. Yeah, you don't know what that guy's got in his head, man.
No.
I am totally innocent of any wrongdoing, and I know these terrible allegations will all be proven false.
And
as Michael said.
Another dead guy. But.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet you he took some secrets.
You think?
I'm going to leave that one alone.
I think Lisa Marie's getting ready to tell it all.
Yeah.
Did you hear about her new, I don't remember.
A book.
Yeah, I think it, was it a book or a movie?
Yeah.
I think it was like a I believe it's a book deal she signed. And it was like a $4 million deal. And I don't think anybody's going to pay her $4 million if she ain't spending some dirt.
Right. So, you better have something good.
Yeah, I think.
Better reach down and deep and get a good one.
Yep.
Get a good story.
I think that's.
Chapter 7. We'll see.
Oh, well. Well, you know, and I probably, this, you know, I'll share this just for the simple fact that if it, somehow when I was trying to share this with somebody, this was pretty extreme, but I'll let everybody know this ended up on our Twitter account, and I was trying to pass it off to Mo because I knew he'd get a kick out of it. But this Ohio congressman, Candace Keller, in response to the Dayton shootings, she went on her Facebook and she made a statement, and it's a pretty bold statement, and she just laid it all out there. And you know, I'm not saying everybody went after for from every direction, which they always do. It's just you can't say anything anymore without 900 people coming after you. But I just want everybody to know I didn't put it out there because I agree with it or disagree with it. I just put it out there because I was trying to share it. But it's out there, and it's an interesting read to see where everybody's spiraling out of control on it. But she said, I'll just read a little bit of it to you.
Go ahead.
She says, after every mass shooting, this is what's her name? Candace Keller, state representative from Ohio. She says, after every mass shooting, the liberals start the blame game. Why not place the blame where it belongs? The breakdown of traditional American family.
Talked about earlier.
Thank you, transgender, homosexual marriage, and drag queen advocates. I know. fatherlessness, a Ooh. Subject no one discusses or believes is relevant. The ignoring of violent video games.
Yeah, I did hear that.
The relaxing of laws against criminals, quote-unquote open borders. The acceptance of recreational marijuana. Failed school policies.
Hello.
Parents who defend misbehaving students.
Not my kid.
Disrespect to law enforcement. Thank you, Obama. Hatred of our veterans. Thank you, professional athletes who hate our flag and national anthem.
Yeah.
The Democratic Congress. many members of whom are openly anti-Semitic, and so on and so on. And it just, yeah, it's heavy. I mean,
yeah, there's quite a bit.
She took a stand. I mean, it's a bold stand, and who knows what kind of backlash she's going to get from it. Or maybe she's the one that, you know, makes a change. I don't know. And, I don't know. I mean, it's not like she was really, I don't know. I can't say that she wasn't pointing the finger at anybody specific, because she's got some, yeah, she's got some pretty specific statements in there. So I don't know. I don't know. It just keeps going and going. But
somebody's going to jail.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. But, yeah. You know, yeah. I mean, honestly, someone's always going to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, movie stars, when did they become politicians? Governors, I mean... Yeah,
that kills me. I know.
I mean, it's all out there.
Hollywood has become such the media staff anymore. It's like there's more that comes from most of their mouths, you know, just because they have a public forum.
Sure.
I don't know. This world... We did talk about this a little bit last week, but I don't... But I just... This world that... everybody has a voice. I don't know that everybody should have a voice. You know,
we deserve a voice.
Well, you know, we're putting forth quite an effort to have this voice too. But I mean, the ability to everybody to just, no matter what mood they're in, not to have to look in anybody's face and throw something out there on Facebook or Twitter about how they feel about their classmate or their neighbor or the bartender that they saw last night.
Well,
or,
like I said, you know? It's a phone guy, tough guy, man. You can be, you know, you're sitting behind a phone and you're just,
yeah,
you know.
Oh, yeah.
You're a phone guy,
yeah.
Tough guy, you know.
I just don't think that everybody deserves a voice. It's too much because they can't control what they say. And they, I don't know. I do blame social media a lot for the situation that this country's in right now, because it just becomes more and more divided every day.
Mm-hmm.
But
not that we're trying to divide anybody. No. We're trying to bring everybody together.
Heck yeah.
You know?
Heck yeah. Yeah.
If we had a soundtrack for our, we can get the copyrights for the music we wanted to play, man. Mm-hmm. Oh man. Come on, man. But yeah, this is what we got. This is where we're going, man. What are we...
Hey, Doug, how come you're so cantankerous today?
Yeah, I know. It's just been a heavy week.
You like big words. It was. I hope it
goes away, because that is the one good thing in this world right now, is everything's a news cycle.
All right, well...
And it does come and go and move on, so...
I'll give you a perfect example of the social media thing going on. Had 2 weeks off. Gina had a hip replacement, had this off. I ain't really played around on Facebook or nothing, you know, for a while or whatever. And it was like one of the last days, getting ready to go back to work. And Gina has a lawyer and, you know, disability. So we're working on this. And Gina's texting this guy, and we're trying to, you know, get some information, because we were missing one page that he didn't fill out or whatever.
Right.
So we're waiting, and it's Friday. And, you know, I ain't hearing nothing from the guy, which is unusual, because this guy usually, you know, gets back the next day or something like that. So Tuesday, I guess he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
And then 3 days later, unresponsive, and had to pull the plug.
Wow.
But this is Gina's lawyer. Now I find out through Facebook, I'm three people down into Facebook, and there's an obituary posted for this gentleman, which I went to school with, a very nice guy. And, you know, but that's how I found out that he had passed away.
No kidding.
Yeah. Just open up Facebook, and there it was, you know, just his obituary. A friend of mine had posted it and reposted it. And so I walk in the house, and, I'm like, hey, Gina, this might be,
I think we know why you're not getting your paperwork.
I don't think this is why you're, you know, trying to get a hold of this guy, because he had passed away. But that's how I found out.
Jeez.
Didn't know. Lawyer calls, or the attorney that he works with had called on Friday and said, you know, the missing paperwork, but he never mentioned anything about, you know, this gentleman, you know. So I just thought it was kind of, you know, this is how you find out stuff, you know.
Oh, I know.
Social media.
I know. It's ridiculous. I'm so out of touch because I don't play with Facebook, so.
But the tying of it all in is that, okay, I found out on Facebook, but, you know, with the tragedy of everything else, and it was just sad, you know. It just kept piling up, you know. And just like, how much more of this can you, you know, can you take?
Right.
You know.
Right.
It's like, what? It's just one thing after another, and not that it's depressing. It's just sad that, you know, these things happen. You know,
it is, and I wonder if,
and the way you find out.
Yeah, exactly. And I wonder if that's part of it, is people just don't communicate on a face to face, eyeball to eyeball level anymore. You know, that can't help. And it's not even a phone call where you're hearing, you know, the tonation of somebody's voice when you're talking to them. I mean, it's people just ripping stuff off on, you know, on 132 words or less, and yeah, you know, throwing it out there, and whatever happens, happens. And then you got other people clicking on it and liking it and thumbs up and thumbs down. And, you know, it's just there's no interaction. And I don't know. But hey, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. I just don't believe
it. Well, you better believe it.
Believe it. Believe it, because that's where we're at.
You better believe it, because you've been lied to your whole life.
You know who said it better than that?
Hmm.
I mean, that's destroying my life. No respect. I don't get no respect at all.
The greats. Listen to those guys.
I know it.
Those guys are funny. That was when things were not so politically correct.
That, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's right. You know, that I know.
And things were funnier back then.
You listen to the comedians talk now, and that's what they're saying. It's like, you know, we can't even do half of the stuff that we, you know, it's like these people don't understand that they're at a show, and that's what we're here to do. If we say the wrong thing, all of a sudden somebody's snapping it on their phone and putting it out there, and now we're getting crucified because we said the wrong thing that wasn't PC correct, and we offended this guy or that girl, or you know, it's just, yeah, it's neat stuff, but
everybody down.
Yep.
Here comes the storm.
Yep.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Better duck and cover.
Duck and cover.
Put your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
Exactly. Yep.
Should I let this run out for a little bit?
Yeah.
You ever been in one of these situations?
I have.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Not much fun.
No. Sky turns all purpley green and yellow and
Well, I've never been that close to one of those, but I have heard them before. I actually lived through one that went by our house when we were kids. You know, when I was living out by Blaine, and it was probably within probably a quarter mile, less than a quarter mile from our house when it went by. We watched it coming from the trees, you know, miles away, and it was good times.
There was one back in 96, I think it ripped off the roof of Kmart on the north end there, and I was living on Holland and Williamsburg, just kind of like a mile away.
Yikes.
And I remember running for shelter, you know, because that sky was weird, man.
Yep, good memories there.
Yeah, not fun.
No.
Grab the kids, run.
Yep, run away.
Right.
Run away.
Run away.
Who is that?
Mighty Python.
Oh, that is Mighty Python.
Yeah.
Do we have that drop?
No. I don't think we got that far.
Very disappointed in myself.
I know.
I can't believe for me that I don't have a Mighty Python drop like that.
Right.
This is close.
I fart in your general direction.
Close enough.
Mm-hmm.
And after all that,
I feel happy. Yeah.
Oh. Take that. Well, that was probably enough to cover as far as I'm concerned. That was kind of all the messy news that's gone on this past week, and I don't think I can take much more of that. So
no, we're not even calling it the 7-7 anymore.
No, we're not. No, not especially that mess. That was too much. Too much and too long. So hopefully this will be the beginning of a much brighter and better week, and we'll see what happens. But did you have a top 11 you want to cover tonight, or
I'm trying to get it up in here.
I think
it was actually going to be the biggest conspiracies in American history that also happened to be true.
Nice.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
I'm trying to get there, and my little buttons and my little things are not kind of going what I want it to do.
Well, you know what we could do while you're looking
probably
for that.
Probably it's because there's some kind of conspiracy thing going on here that I'm not
that
supposed to talk about the conspiracy things.
Well, I found a bunch of new drops that I was working on, and we can I'll show you. I'll play a part of this one because we're going to cut this out into some individual drops. But just because we both love Steve Martin so much, here's a little memory for you.
It's okay for me. crazy guy.
Good old Steve Martin. Hmm? Oh, that reminds me. I probably should find the joke of the week. I didn't.
Well, it's not letting me load again.
Uh-oh. You're having a problem getting loaded.
Not last Saturday.
No. It did a fine job last Saturday getting loaded.
Ding dong.
Yep, that was a good one. I wonder, it'd be interesting to see what that sounds like.
Yeah. No. We'll
Might be some editing on last week's show before we get that one out.
Yeah, we're going to get that.
I think that could be a good one. Oh, well.
Man. Oh. You know what? I kind of went through these, what I had. Talk about conspiracy things. You ever hear anything about the Order of the Hidden Masters at all?
No, I don't.
Which
think...
is basically to the loosely, I guess, tied to the Illuminati.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a, I got, not that I actually got invited to join them, but I mean, just think that some of the stuff's weird that they're using social media, Illuminati or hidden the Order of the Hidden Masters are reaching out to people for members. Which is basically, like I said, the Illuminati. And I think what it is that, I think that the people that have all these secrets, like the Skull and Bones and the Illuminati and, you know, all those.
Yeah.
I'm at a loss for words with the other ones, but, you know, they're these secret societies, hidden things. I really wish sometime that they would just release what they know and just give it out there to the world, these secrets and these things and these hidden orders. And
right.
You know, what are they hiding from us, you know?
Yeah, who knows?
Why do a certain selective group of people and, you know, get to know these things? I mean, is it really something more out there that, you know, just the world's not ready for? And I think that's what's making people crazy, is that they don't know the truth or the answers and stuff like that. And to only get there, you have to join a club or be part of,
secret societies,
you know.
There's lots of them out there.
Right, but other people, you can't talk about them.
Right.
You know, you can't.
Right.
You know.
It's like Fight Club.
Right. Don't talk about Fight Club. When Fight Club came out, man, I wanted to open up a Fight Club in Port Huron. I really thought that would be a great idea.
Probably would have been.
It would have been. Underground, some dude's empty warehouse somewhere. I don't care, but, man, you know what I mean?
Might not have been completely legal, but it would have been.
No, I didn't want it to be legal. I just wanted, this is your first night at Fight Club, you got to fight.
Yep.
You got to fight.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
But, you know, I think that I think it's just good therapy. You don't want to kill the guy, but I mean, nothing like a good fight,
right?
You know?
No, I hear you.
You know, I've been in plenty of fights. I've lost and I've won.
Yeah.
You know, and some of those guys that I actually got into a fight with are actually some of my, you know, good friends.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You get up, you kick the shit out of each other, and then you wake up, you know, go get a beer or whatever, shake hands, and you know. It's over. It's squashed. It's done, you know?
Yep.
And, you know, maybe that's what it is that there's so much pent up resentment. Whatever reason you have these anger issues or something like that, you know, you have to have a venue to release, an outlet to release these, you know, these feelings. Otherwise, you know, they turn into a different kind of monster, you know? They sit there and they fester and they just keep going and going and going. There's no outlet.
Yep.
And I'm wondering if that's where some of the youth or people are in their lives, is that they don't have a physical vent.
Right.
To release, you know, endorphins or, you know, adrenaline or whatever. And, that shit gets pent up, you know, and you need to release. And then... But to take it out on innocent people, that's not fair.
No.
I mean, if you sign up for Fight Club, you know what you're going to get, you know.
Well, and that's one of the things, you know, that I taught my son, honestly, and, you know, believe it or not, is mine has always been over the years that when I get to that point that, you know, I'm feeling that and I need a release and I need to do something like that, I go shooting. I go out to the property and I go shooting.
Sure.
I don't shoot people. I shoot targets.
Sure.
But Just being able to go out there and target shoot something. I don't shoot, you know, animals or anything like that.
No, me neither.
But I love going out there and setting up the bowling pins.
Never killed an animal or did harm to an animal.
And,
ever.
You know, I like going out there. And he's actually learned that shooting is very enjoyable, and it's quite a relief just to do that, to go out there and target practice. Plus, mm-hmm. you're testing a skill, and you're learning a skill, and yeah. So that's kind of been my release, but. Mm-hmm. You know, and everybody should be able to find something, you know. Honestly, lately, ours has become, you know, this podcast. It's been a very good release for me to just kind of share some of the good and the bad that's going on out there and just to get it out and spit out a little bit of my opinion and hopefully I don't get killed over it. But
but we're real. You know, we ain't faking any of this stuff.
No,
I mean,
no.
We're not trying to do something that we don't like or enjoy, man. I mean, this is us. This is how we feel. You know, me and Scott have always had a great, you know, Scooter had a great rapport. You know, we can always sit down and talk. I mean, that's just it, you know.
Yep. Yep. I know.
Some people you can sit down and talk to. Some people you can't. Some people don't want to listen. Some people, you know, are more heavily opinionated and it's a one-sided conversation, you know.
Yep.
You know, they're not open to, you know, listen. And that's the thing, you know, a lot of people talk just to hear themselves talk.
Yeah, for sure.
And not, I have a shirt that my sister bought me down in Florida. It's like, she made it for me and it's like, I'm not a good listener. And that's the shirt. Not that I have selective hearing, but I do. And, you know, some of it I can't handle. Some people I just can't listen to.
Right.
And right. I do listen because that's my job. I do listen very well. And I actually busted somebody earlier that didn't think I heard what they said, and I did because I can hear
things. Spit it all back out.
I can really hear things, yeah. But I do listen.
Yep.
Nope. But when someone else is talking, you give them the courtesy, you know, at least for a minute or two or whatever to let them, you know, express their feelings.
Well, that's why they call it a conversation.
Exactly. And, the other night, example, a regular coming to the bar, and there's very few people in there towards the end of the night, you know, getting rid of everybody. And we're just talking about, all right, this is it. We were just talking about the, there was a picture of a hummingbird that was captured with a super bright light in the background. And when the hummingbird opens its wings, it actually, through the light, had every color of the rainbow on the wings of this hummingbird. Which is really cool. I've never seen a photo of it.
Okay.
So, but somebody had a better story, and someone was showing me what I already seen on their phone because they had seen it and shared it and this and that. And this person got mad because their story was more important than what they were trying to talk to. Everybody's kind of on the same subject, but, you know, you had one guy that had a better story. And he got mad because somebody wasn't listening to him. Uh-huh. I was like, dude, we're just sitting here. We've been sitting here for a couple hours. You could, you know, everybody had their, I'm good, hon. Everybody had their little, you know, voice and their little story. And, that, you know, it just wasn't your turn at that moment. You know,
right.
You know,
good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
Thank you for letting us come in your ears.
Ew.
No, I mean, you know what I mean. No, you can't say anything wrong that people don't take it dirty. No, I'm sorry, that disgusts me.
I know it. Yuck.
Still funny.
It is still funny. That's all right.
But, story time with people at the bar.
Yeah.
And they get mad. I mean, it's like you can't just... You have to pay attention to everybody and listen, and that's what I do.
Yep.
But don't get pissy because it's not your turn or you try to jump in when someone else is trying to talk or whatever. It's like there's four people and you got six or seven conversations going on. I mean, that's just Sybil.
Yeah.
You know. Sybil, slow down. Okay.
No doubt.
But where were we going with this?
Oh,
good listeners and bad listeners and people that talk listeners. And conversations and things, you know.
And but people just talk and talk, and it's all about them, and they don't want to hear anybody else's version or story or input.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Me, 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 me. I need a little mini me.
Yep, mini me. Yes, you do.
Wouldn't that be something too little? Two of us running around?
Yeah, two preacher men. Yeah. Telling short stories.
Oh, that's what I did last night, man. Oh, I watched Preacher. Preacher's back on. Have you guys?
Preacher.
Preacher. Episode, season 4, Preacher.
No.
I watched two episodes. They did a premiere, 1 and 2 episode. Man, God, it's so good. I love Preacher, man. Binge watch Preacher. If you're listening, anybody, get it. Go get it. It's Preacher. It's the best show on TV, I think.
Not familiar with it.
Oh, so. It's the best.
Netflix, Hulu.
Netflix.
Okay.
No, sorry. Jesus, pizza, man. Regular TV, man. I don't even know what channel.
Oh.
AMC? Something like that. It's one of those. But
Oh, okay. All right.
You think I'd know this?
Yeah, well, you never know.
I just go to my little Xfinity and hit the button and I watch anything. Does anybody ever really sit down, hey, the program's going to start at 8. We got to get home to watch this.
Right, right. And
no, that is not TV anymore.
No, it isn't.
It's
no,
not.
No, because even if that is the case and you actually make it there, now everybody's got that little pause button so they can, you know, they can pause it. And
they didn't have that back in the day. Yeah. I mean, if you missed it, you had to go take a shit or you missed it. I mean, you're done. I mean, you had to ask everybody what happened.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. You had your show that, you know, that was the show that you watched and everybody, you know, you had to be home on time. And
on
make
time.
Sure you were
watch
there
that show. This
and
thing starts at 8 o'clock. We're sitting down, you know.
Yep.
And you can talk during the commercials, and you better shut up when the show starts back up.
Race for the bathroom. Go make your popcorn.
Yep. Make your popcorn. Sit down and watch it. Those days are gone.
Yep. Yep. Now it's all on demand right now, whenever we want it.
Right.
Nonstop.
Yeah. Well, I told you earlier I was saving the Marlboro Miles. I don't know if anybody out there is doing that, but. Marlboro Miles, you get them in. Yeah, we ended up getting about 18,000 points, and we just got Roku.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think through Marlboro. Oh, yeah, there's a whole little can over there with a robot bartender. She's got a whole bunch. But, yeah, saving them. So we entered the points, man. We got to, like, 18,500, and it was enough to get the Roku Express. And I tell you what, they really – I mean, this was, like, 3-4 days ago when we entered it, and it already showed up yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's pretty fast, Marlboro.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, I pulled it out, got the instructions, and kind of read. It's really simple to set up. So, I'm probably going to put my TV out in my garage, and I'm going to mess around with that. And I'm sure a lot of you already got the streaming thing. And
you're going to share it with anybody, or is that just yours?
It is mine. It's my own little Roku. And I got a remote and a... And the HDMI cable, and yeah, and that's all I need.
He'd be out there in his own little world.
Yeah. So I'm going to set that up, and I'm going to see. I'm going to catch up with him on the world. But, you know, that's TV now.
Yeah,
you don't, you don't sit and watch. And that's what we were talking about. I'm like, why do we need this $100-and-something cable bill that we got?
I haven't done it in years.
I know you guys don't. Yeah. I mean, you know, everybody's doing the Netflix and, you know.
Cut the cord,
or the
probably.
Hulu or
it's
the
been
Roku.
Almost 10 years ago, and my son was right on board. The only reason I even thought about it, I thought he'd lose his mind. I really did. I thought, you know, he's going to miss not having it. And back then, he was a young guy, so he was watching, you know, Disney HD all the time and all of those. And Nickelodeon. He watched a lot of Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah. I did. Raising my kids, you know.
But I thought, you know, how's this going to work for you? He never missed a beat. He's like, no, this is fine. He never wanted it back. Didn't care. And every time, because we were with DirecTV. Every time DirecTV would try to get me back, he'd be like, well, did they get the price down to $9 a month yet, Dad?
Right. I'm like, this is your kid.
Nope. Yeah, this is my son.
Nope.
Yeah, this is my son. Wanting to, you know, saying we're not paying $50 a month or more for it. Well, we can get it for $9, and we're completely happy. So.
Well, yep. Man, I just got turned on to Netflix, you know, just a little less than a year ago. You know, thank God for my daughter. She gave me the, you know. One of her 4 accounts or whatever, you know, and they had mentioned something on the radio. It was like, yeah, they're doing so good and they're multi-$1 million and they got, you know, one person paying for 5 people to watch TV. It's like, yeah, think of all the money that they're making, you know, on this, you know. I mean, that's a lot of money, but you're giving away 5 accounts. So
they've never cared about that, though.
You got one person paying for it and you got 5 accounts.
Yep, and they've never cared about that.
And they're out there.
Yep.
And they're huge.
Mm-hmm.
And not saying that, you know, podcasting, but, you know, Chris Hardwick did say podcasting is going to be in 10 years the as big as Netflix or any of those things.
Yep.
You know, so that's not why we got into this, you know, but we had talked about this a year before we did anything with it. Maybe even a year and a half.
Yeah, it was probably close to a year and a half when we first started talking about it.
You know,
people kept saying, "Well, you guys talk all the time and tell us stories." And
yeah, you should do a podcast. I don't even know how it became a thing.
I don't know.
But we just kept. It was always in the back of our head, you know.
Yep.
You know, just get up, just get it and do it. And then you're like, "Man, I got all this stuff," and I'm like, "What's the?"
And it's all trapped in my head.
Yeah, and let's. Well, yeah, stuff. You had the equipment, and I had the stuff that needed to come unleashed out of my brain. You know? I said, "We can do this."
Yep.
So we did it. Yep. So here we are. What is that? Is this episode 9?
I believe this is. I think we're actually recording episode 9 right now.
Right. So.
Yep.
And 10's going to be a doozy because that is going to be a collaboration of our greatest hits.
Yep. How we started.
Yep.
Where we started and what you missed in the background, all the weird.
We're gonna pull clips and that one might take about 2 weeks to get out to you.
Yeah,
because there's gonna be a lot of editing and going back and.
Holy moly! Know, there's.
That's what we said we're gonna do, right?
Yeah.
Episode 10 is gonna be epic. It's gonna be classic, and we're really gonna work hard on this one for you because this one's gonna be fun
for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Well, we did order our business cards today.
Yep, business cards are done. Those are on the way. We're officially out there in the Facebook world.
Yeah, I know. I did launch.
Can't believe Scott bit onto that. But
I don't know how many friends on Facebook that I sent them all to, and I invited everybody. And now it's out there. So
yeah, now they all know.
As soon as we launched it, man, I mean, it was like coming in, ding, 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 ding,
yep.
ding. You know.
Yep.
So
somebody must like us, yeah. I guess. Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out how much now that they know how to get a hold of us. We'll see how much feedback we really get. Mm-hmm. That might be scary.
Well, I'm just wondering how many people in the world actually know how to get to a podcast because in that documentary that I mentioned, what, a couple episodes ago or whatever when we first got started, can't remember the name of it now, but you know, made you watch it, and you probably knew most of it or whatever, but they did interviews on the streets, and they're like, you know, people just didn't know how to get to
what's a podcast,
right? Yeah. I thought you know, everybody kind of knew what a podcast was, you know, but how to get there and do it and actually listen and, you know, be a part of that, you know, is it a revolution? It's not really a revolution, is it?
I think it's just an evolution in technology once again, you know? It's just the...
Not a movement, but...
Kind of like we talked about a couple of weeks ago when I was telling you about me and Jeff having that conversation about, you know, going back to the days of, you know, him sitting around with his family listening to the radio, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of what it's going back to, you know? Everybody's always enjoyed radio and radio stories and talk shows and you know, that type of thing. I mean, you know, music's great, and there's a time you want to listen to music, but there's other times you want some information or some comedy or some, you know, and
something different.
In this case tonight, a little bit of heavy stuff. We hope you're still listening. But
oh, yeah. No, but everybody, anything that became like kind of anything that was not mainstream for the masses. Everybody that was maybe just off a little bit, that was a little bit quirky or weird or funny or whatever. I mean, those are what kind of people latched on to, you know, that they remember those the most. I mean, because it made an impact one way or another on their life, you know, and, you know, being weird's not a bad thing, or, you know, being funny or,
there's,
you know,
something screwy around.
Yes,
here.
There is. Very, very quiet. I'm doing a podcast.
Right.
No, but I mean, this is what we decided to do. This is our venue of, you know. Oh, going
Great
back, what?
Heavens. Oh, what kind of radio show is this?
You're just dropping stuff.
I know it. Yeah. I know it.
We didn't do one for a little while.
No, so. It's been a while. So, yeah. But well, I'm gonna. I found the joke of the week we were gonna do out here. It's just a real quick one, and I don't know that really we have too much else to cover. But let me.
This no, one. We were going to do a short episode anyway.
Yeah, you know. And it's already turned into over an hour, so.
Yeah, it's a Saturday night, I mean.
Yeah, so.
We're both a little bit tired. We're coming off of, you know.
Long week.
Long weeks and heavy stuff, and then I'm right back to work, so, and then I got to work doubles because I got another bartender leaving, so.
Lucky you.
I'm going to be, you know, slam and jam in there for a little bit. So we were just trying to get this one in. You know, we weren't even going to do a show tonight. We were just going to try to get some of the rest of the stuff out there. So
Yeah. But
thank God for you. You don't have to listen to us much longer.
Right.
This is only going to be another couple 5 minutes or so, and right?
Yeah. So here, we'll throw this one out.
So you guys are getting off easy tonight.
The joke of the week for you. So a woman's husband was watching a football game and she was bored. So she went outside and decided to pick up the trash in the yard. After a while, the husband came outside and was watching her work when he said, "You know, your butt is as big as that barbecue grill." She didn't say anything, just kept working. That night, he crawled into bed and she turned her back to him. He asked her why she didn't want to have sex with him. And she said, "Why should I fire up this big old barbecue grill for just one little weenie?"
Oh, shit. Yowie.
Zing.
Zingy. Dong. Probably a lot of truth in that.
Yeah, there probably really is.
And the one guy's listening, he's like, is he talking about me?
Let's face it, we are a bunch of goofy motherfuckers.
I miss Dennis Miller.
I do too. I was always a fan. And you know, and he was one of those ones that kind of tended to get a little bit political too.
But he never seemed
to take it too far. You know, he kind of knew where the lines were and when to stop. And I don't know what he's like now. I haven't heard from him in a long time. But
no. But you know, Bill Maher.
Yeah.
I like the guy. I don't think that he is politically correct on some of his stuff. I mean, his audience seems to like him, but, you know, everything that he does say or something like that, I mean, because I watch a lot of shows. I really did like Bill Maher. I mean, but some of the, you can just tell that he is oriented towards one side than the other, you know.
Well, and even he's really gotten on board with that, like the rest of them have, and he's getting drug into that, and his views are getting more and more outspoken, and it's like he says things now that's like, why you got to go there, you know?
He does dig deep for material. Just saying, but you know, they're you're not going to agree with someone 100%. I mean,
oh no,
you can't. No. You know,
absolutely not. Nor should we have to.
I mean,
that's kind of the way.
I mean, you might as well join a cult.
This country, you know, is made up the way it is. I mean, there is all kinds of ideas and opinions and thoughts and types and backgrounds and you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. But why it
you know
has
what
to
I've
turn
heard
into
of
a big fight, you know, right, because of that is beyond me.
You know what I've heard a lot lately is people are bringing back drinking the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
You know, what are you drinking the Kool-Aid, man? I mean, are you drinking some stupid juice over there? What are you brainwashed?
Right.
What was it? John Jones?
Was it Jim?
Jim Jones?
Jim Jones.
Drinking the Kool-Aid down there, man. Yeah. I mean, but, you know, that's, I've been hearing that quite a bit lately.
Yeah.
Drinking the Kool-Aid. I mean, who are you listening to? Who are you following? Are you brainwashed? I mean, what are you drinking out of the stupid wells? Stupid, you know. What? Was that a little Wayne drop?
What?
Do it again. What?
What?
I know, right?
Right.
But yeah. So yeah. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No.
There's my advice for you. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
No. Try to have your own opinions and form your own thoughts.
Yeah.
And stay tuned
to Two Guys and a Bottle of, because we do not drink Kool-Aid around here.
No, we sure don't. Nope.
No.
We try to have our own opinions and our own ideas and
you're firing up the grill?
Yeah, firing up the grill. No, I think I was actually firing up the intro. I thought we were starting another show.
Oh, we tried that once, remember? Yeah. And I said I was not going to let you go, and we were just going to keep talking, and we're going to do the show all over again.
Yep. We'll do another one. Why not? Just stay here till 4 in the morning and put out some more material.
No, we did that last Saturday.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
You'll find some of that on the Best Of, too, that's going to be coming up here in sometime in the next month. And
The Best Of, and I think Episode 8.
Episode 8.
Yes.
Might be one to watch for, because that could get interesting.
And it might be a short one.
Yep.
Depending on what we... Because I got a snapshot from Chris, and she's like, I thought it was a whole edited version of the show, like 20 minutes, and it was just like a little window that popped up, and I was like, okay. Maybe we shouldn't have said something that we weren't supposed to talk about.
2 hours might turn into about 15 minutes that we actually release when we're done.
Oh, and I think, hey, are we going to, episode 10, are we going to give them some of the music? Me playing guitar and you playing the keyboards?
Yeah, we'll probably
and
have to get some of that out there, too.
Yeah, we'll do a little editing with that.
We might have to do a little more with it, try to get a little bit better quality of it, but we'll get some of that out there.
Yeah, we need a drum beat. Yeah. We need a drummer.
Yeah, we'll see if we can find one.
All right.
All right, so in the meantime, everybody take care. Be good to each other. We appreciate you listening to another show. Hopefully you made it all the way through this one. Be sure to go out there and like us on Facebook now that we're out there. And make sure you get out to the website. Shoot us an email. And send us a Twitter.
It's just that easy right now.
But I think that's all I got for the day. And I think we'll call it a week.
Yep. Spread the love.
All right. And we are out.
That was a good one. We're gonna